Financial with Christopher Calandra, Certified Financial Planner, is an innovative, comprehensive, informative, and cutting-edge podcast that discusses financial topics ranging from personal finance, economics, politics, and personal growth. Simply Financial will cover intriguing and thought-provoking questions so that the listener can simply increase their financial IQ.
Welcome to this episode of the Simply Financial Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Calandra. This is Season 4, Episode Number 7. So in late 2019, Congress passed and the president signed into law the SECURE Act. The president signed it into law on December 20th, 2019. The wild thing about the SECURE Act is that it was passed through Congress with wide bipartisan support. Yes, you heard that right, wide bipartisan support. The House voted in favor of the SECURE Act 297-120, and the Senate voted for it 71-23. So it had wide bipartisan support. Strange but true, given these crazy political times. So top 10 things you need to know about in regards to the SECURE Act. Number one. There are no more age limits for traditional IRA contributions. So beginning in 2020, the SECURE Act eliminates the age limit for traditional IRA contributions. It used to be you could not contribute to a traditional IRA after the age of 70 and a half, but that's gone away. So that's number one. Number two is required minimum distributions, RMDs, can now start a little later than before. The SECURE Act raised the age for the beginning of RMDs to age 72 for all retirement accounts that are subject to RMDs. IRA owners 70 and a half in 2020 will catch a break and they will not have to take their first RMD in 2020. They could push it off until they are 72 if they want to. So the old rule of 70 and a half for RMDs is now 72. That's number two. The third top thing you need to know about the SECURE Act is that the age for qualified charitable distributions, or QCDs, remains the same. This is an oddity. QCDs can still be done at age 70 and a half, despite the law now delaying RMDs until age 72. Number four, there's new help for parents. Beginning in 2020, the SECURE Act allows IRA holders to take money out of their retirement account and avoid the 10% penalty if the money is being used for a birth or for adoption. It's limited, though, to $5,000 for each birth or each adoption. So that's number four. Number five, there are now more opportunities for IRA contributions. The definition of compensation for IRA contribution purposes was expanded in the SECURE Act. It now includes taxable fellowships, stipends for graduate or postdoctoral students. Also, foster care workers who exclude from taxable income certain difficulty of care payments from their employer can now use those funds to make IRA contributions. That's probably a very, very narrow usage of the SECURE Act, but that's number five. Number six, there are now more annuity choices coming to your employer plan. There are several provisions of the SECURE Act that are designed to make it easier for employer plans like 401ks to offer annuities to participants. Number seven, and this is a biggie, goodbye stretch IRA. Beginning for deaths after December 31st, 2019, the stretch IRA is replaced with a new 10-year rule for the vast majority of beneficiaries. For deaths in 2019 or in prior years, the old rules remain in place. So real quickly, what a stretch IRA is, if I inherited money, we're talking mostly about non-spouse beneficiaries. Classic example would be passing money on to the next generation, children or grandchildren. Under the old rules, the stretch IRA rules, if I inherited money from, say, my parents or an aunt or uncle or grandparent, I inherited money, I can make it an inherited IRA. I would be able to control the money, name a beneficiary, and invest the money as I see fit. I would be required to take a minimum distribution out each year, but that RMD, the required minimum distribution, would be based on my life expectancy. So it could often be a fairly small amount, meaning that if I left the rest of the money in the IRA, the lifetime value of that IRA gets stretched out and would likely increase and last the entirety of my lifetime. That's what the stretch IRA is. The Secure Act ended the stretch IRA rules, beginning with beneficiaries who inherit money in 2020. We're talking non-spouses now, and there are some other exceptions, but for our simple purposes, non-spouse beneficiary, if you inherit money, you could still make it an inherited IRA, but you have to take the money out, all of it out, within 10 years. Additionally, there's no required minimum distribution during those years. So you cannot take any money out and then completely close out the account in the 10th year, or you could take 10% out equally for 10 years, or you could take 20% in 1 year, 0% in the next year, 5% the following year, and so on. So the landscape in planning for inherited IRAs, also known as beneficiary IRAs, completely changed with the passage of the Secure Act. This is probably the biggest change that the Secure Act brings to us. That's number 7, goodbye stretch IRA. Number 8, hello, eligible designated beneficiary. There are 5 classes of eligible designated beneficiaries who are exempt from the rule I just told you about, the 10-year post-death payout rule. And they can still stretch RMDs over their life expectancy. These include surviving spouses, minor children, but not grandchildren, disabled individuals, the chronically ill, and beneficiaries that are not more than 10 years younger than the IRA owner. This often would be individuals who pass away and they leave money to a sibling who will often be within 10 years of age of the deceased. So that's number 8. Number 9, it's time to review your IRA trusts. Many trusts that were put into existence under the old rules, the rules prior to the Secure Act, these trusts may no longer work as planned under the new rules. If you named a trust as your IRA beneficiary, your plan needs immediate review and probably needs to get overhauled, and you should consult with your estate tax plan, tax attorney, I should say, or your financial planner. We're going to be reaching out to our clients about this, but it's definitely time to review your IRA trust if you have one, because the landscape completely changed. That's number 9. Number 10, good advice is more important than ever. The Secure Act has changed the game when it comes to retirement and estate planning. A qualified financial advisor like myself and the team here at Elliott Wealth Management Services can help guide you through all the new rules and ensure you are best positioned to take advantage of the new tax rules related to the Secure Act. Thanks very much for listening. I hope this top 10 was helpful. As a side note, I love top 10s, so I'm a big fan. Hopefully you are too. Go to the website, www.elliottwealth.com. Get more information about how we help our clients win with money and increase their financial IQ. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please do that as well. Thank you very much. I'll be back with you on the next episode of the Simply Financial Podcast very soon.
The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of SagePoint Financial Incorporated and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Please note, the information being provided is strictly as a courtesy. When you link to any of the websites provided here, you are leaving this website. We make no representation as to the completeness or accuracy of the information provided at these websites, nor is the company liable for any direct or indirect technical or system issues or any consequences arising out of your access to your use of third-party technologies, websites, information, and programs made available through this website. When you access one of these websites, you are leaving our website and assume total responsibility and risk for your use of the websites you are linking to. Securities and advisory services are offered through SagePoint Financial Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, insurance services offered through Elliott Wealth Management, LLC, not affiliated with SagePoint Financial.
Simply Financial is part of the Exvadio Podcast Network. You can find Exvadio Podcasts at exvadio.com/podcast, the Apple Podcasts app, iTunes Store, iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you find podcasts. So join us and stay informed and entertained.